Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
You know, being a mainstream radio station that happens to play hip-hop records and a mainstream show that happens to have hip-hop in our, focal point, we're going to still get to the hits today because there's a lot of people that don't care about the rap beef records. But we playing them rap beef records today.
I mean,
Drake, all that Ross, all that. And still, you know, we still got to bring back around like that, too. Because those are the records now, right? Those are the three.
Yeah. Wait, is J. Cole eliminated?
He's done.
What do you mean?
It's gone.
He took it off streaming services.
It's no, streaming services. But I mean,
well, I get it. We don't play streaming services. Is it now eliminated? Because he wants it eliminated, is it eliminated from the conversation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I think you can still mention it, but he's been very clear that he wants no
he
parts.
Don't want, he's not even in it.
He bowed out.
Got it. Okay.
No? I mean...
No, I don't know. I don't know. Does it make it a race? Like, I almost give him... That's almost very respectful that we go, okay, cool, now it's erased.
I mean, listen, the conversation when he popped up on We Still Don't Trust You was like, wait a second. That kind of like made people's eyebrows go up. Like, cause
but that was not even
it.
A song. That's first of all, Drake gets at Cole on Drake's record. So it's that part. He addresses Cole on Drake's record. So if you haven't heard it, we'll be breaking it down. And then I was just talking to Shani about Rick Ross's record. Shani, how do you feel about Rick Ross's record?
It didn't really hit for me. It was cool. It didn't really have a, it felt boring. Felt okay. A little boring. But he had some jabs in the talking part of the song, which was the end.
Got it. But you went on to say some other things.
Yeah, I just felt like in the scheme of this excitement to hip-hop now and where it's being played and this song plays right after this one, it has an energy to it. And they're all kind of danceable where people can kind of have fun to it, too. And Ross's just didn't feel like it. The mood would fit in. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense.
We always have this discussion with Shani, though. Shani always brings up the beef records being danceable, which I've never thought of being a thing.
It's so bonkers. But and then Rosenberg goes, it so... adds. But And then Rosenberg, you just said, well, so Cole's... He's out of it. Like, if that's a question, I'm...
Well, you were mentioning the recap of the whole thing, so I was just asking the question. So that's out of the recap now. Okay. I don't care.
Well, no, if we're...
I'm not mad at it.
Valid question.
Listen, no. If we're recapping the totality of events, yes, the Cole misstep is a part of the recap of the events. But when we're just busting down playing songs, I was just
Why bother? You're saying why bother?
Why are we even playing that song anymore? Because it's...
It doesn't. It's now inconsequential.
Yes.
All right. And that's a good answer. I was just curious.
That was what my thought was.
Yeah, but, I think you're right. I don't think it makes sense to play really either. Kind of feels like it didn't happen now.
I think that's what Cole wants.
Which I think is what he wanted. That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. The respectful that everyone's like, all right, man, you don't want it in there. It's completely gone.
But I think, look, people were upset with Cole. And listen, let's not spend too much time here. We got to bring this back around. So, yeah, people were upset with Cole. And I think rightfully fans of the sport of hip hop and wanting to see the blah, blah, bloppity blop. Yes. But there's the human aspect, which I think we've thoroughly explained, which is bro decided that's not where his heart was at. And, you know, he kept it pushing.
So
I was happy for him. You know, I think it's a great time that people are honest with who they really are and want to. You know, and be that version of themselves, you know. But that doesn't mean you get, like, the what'd you call it? The made-up crown. You know what I'm saying? You don't...
Right.
Get the, you know, but you are still a phenomenal MC. And, you know, look, when we tell this story 15 years from now, who knows where Cole will be as far as how people perceive him. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Well, Jay-Z apologized after he lost an Ether and put out a record, and he apologized years. Was it years? It was maybe a year later or something. Maybe more, but whatever it was. We still see Jay at the top. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And I think that's because other artists have had missteps throughout their career, and you start to measure all of it when it's all said and done. Right. On the line right now, it is time to get down. And we got tickets to the big fight in Brooklyn this weekend, y'all.
We do. Devin Haney battling it out with Ryan Garcia this Saturday at the Barclays Center.
Man, listen, I want to be in the building. I really, really do. But this fight, this new baby thing will really send your whole schedule into a tailspin.
Yeah.
You try to make plans. You really do.
Not so easy.
You really try to make plans.
Now, you can't go to a fight. You got to fight at home, is what you're saying.
That part. And then if I go to, it's just a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. And the sleep. And then, you know, listen, man, we ain't rich like that. We ain't got nannies coming out the wazoo. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got, like, you know, people on deck where we could just be like, here, hold the baby. We'll be back in 8 hours. That doesn't happen. Jasmine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I just wanted to say I listen to you guys every morning. And Ebro, congratulations on Selassie.
Oh, thank you so much, Jasmine. Thank you. I wish Selassie felt the same way and was just happy to be here. Because last night she was like, well, no, you know what? Last night she was happy to be here. She was so happy to be here. She just was the one to sit up and stare at me at 2 a.m. for 2 hours. You're like, hey, what are we doing? You're supposed to be asleep, young lady. What's happened? I thought we had a little groove going in. Not last night.
Screw your groove.
F your groove. You know that song, Don't Disturb This Groove? She was like, I'm going to disturb this groove.
That's what I do.
That's what I do. Jamel's on the line.
Yo, yo, how we doing?
Peace, man. How are you?
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. We hear
I'm
you.
Good. And yourself?
I'm blessed, man. You sound vibrant this morning.
I feel pretty good. I'm an administrator down in New York.
All right, administrator down in New York. There you go. Take care of the babies. Administrate
right.
them.
Yes, sir.
Keep them focused and on policy. On task.
All the time.
Now, Jasmine, who you want to represent you today for these tickets to see the Haney-Garcia fight on Saturday?
I'm going to have to go with my girl, Laura.
All right, now, it is Laura Never Loses. 6 seconds on the clock.
Right.
Shawnee's got the questions. Let's play Laura Never Loses.
All right, here we go. Who did a spread for Interview Magazine?
Ebro.
Laura.
Who did? That would be Rihanna.
Rihanna did that.
No, her name is not Rihanna.
It ain't Rihanna, but that is correct. Oh. What bird cannot move?
Ebro.
Ebro.
What bird cannot move?
Three.
It's
two.
Ostrich. Oh.
Incorrect. Cannot move its eyeballs.
Oh,
I think that's an owl.
Owls is correct.
Okay.
Who says Drake and Kendrick Lamar have
Ebro? Who says Kendrick? Who said that? Joe Budden.
He did. He said they had nuclear record. This record's coming. Which famous church do most British royal
Ebro.
Family? Ebro.
Oh, man. What is the name of that church?
Three.
Two. Man.
One.
Oh, I know.
And
I
time's know. Up. Which famous church do most British royal family events occur at?
I don't know. Forget.
I think it's that the Westminster.
The
church?
Westminster is
oh,
correct.
Oh, yeah.
Laura wins.
Laura wins.
You got these tickets. You're going to the fight. It's going to be a good one. This Saturday, David Haney is battling it out with Ryan Garcia at the Barclays Center. Congrats.
Listen, this fight's going to go down in history, bro. And not because it's just going to could be a good fight, but everybody's really worried about Ryan Garcia, right, Rosenberg? You've been following this.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that is the way a lot of people feel, yeah.
Like, should he be fighting? You know, he doesn't look mentally well. He's been doing some weird things in real life. Maybe it's all, look, he's been an internet troll kind of guy for a while. Maybe it's all a part of that. Maybe he's, you know, very aware of what he's doing. I don't know.
But it's very hard to tell. Yeah, for sure. Well, and Devin Haney's going to whoop his ass either way. So it's going to be.
Devin Haney's the better fighter for sure. So, look, we'll be watching. Or if you listen to this show all this week, you could be in the building. You can also get paid because we'll beat the buzzer in about an hour. And on the way next, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Oh, man, a lot of drama over the weekend. Drake drops a diss record, but is it AI? Is it real? We don't know. That was the conversation. And Rick Ross responds. A lot going on, but we'll break it down coming up.
Oh, it's real now, Laura. There's an official version there. It's real.
97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hey, big Coachella this weekend too, Laura Stiles. Did you see some of those moments?
I did. Tyler, the Creator, killing it on stage, man. Every time I see him, I'm just so proud to see his creative juices flowing, the way he executes things. It's pretty
fire, man. I was just about to post on the gram that Charlie Wilson video of him sitting at the piano playing Outstanding. And showing how Outstanding goes into his song Earthquake.
So dope.
And Charlie Wilson singing it at the same time. It's really one of the reasons I love, I mean, there's many reasons I love Tyler, the Creator, but just the fact that he's putting that on display is necessary. It's really dope. But happy Monday, everybody. The sun's shining. Today is going to be just like it was, maybe better, actually better than yesterday. And today and tomorrow is exactly the same. So let's enjoy it and let's get into the flashing lights right now with Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights.
Oh, man. Drama. So on Saturday morning, a song leaked. A new Drake song. And it looks like it's taking shots at Kendrick, The Weeknd, Rick Ross. Future.
It looks like. Come on, man. Do we have to do this?
You know, people were saying, is this AI? Is this real?
No, so there was a version that that people were, clearly it sounded unmixed. But that was the question because there was no proper rollout. It just fell out onto the internet. And so people were trying to, you know, in this day and age, we're trying to discern if this is real or not. But it was substantiated.
We're here. And listen, it's a lot. Ross also decided to respond very quickly with a song called Champagne Moments in response to Drake's push-ups. So, and it's getting messy online. He keeps taunting him, talking about nose jobs.
What?
Fake abs. Yes.
Liposuction.
Laura, but this is after Drake posted a conversation between him and his mom.
Yes.
Between Drake and Drake's mom.
It was a series of text messages. Basically, his mom basically saying, like, oh, the internets are saying you got a nose job. He's like, you look the same to me. You know, she says, I can't believe you got one, you know, because, you know, I always wanted one. Don't tell me that you got tattoos without me. And then Drake responds, I would have gotten us a 2-for-1 deal if I went, Mom. But then he says, it's coming from Rick Ross, the guy I did songs with, and he's gone loopy off the Manjaro. And Manjaro is a weight loss medicine. He hasn't eaten in days. It's turned him angry and racist, and he's performing at proms for money. It's bad. Don't worry. I'll handle it.
Yo, by the way, Drake's text message was hilarious.
Why would you apologize for that?
It was a euphemism, but that was hilarious.
No, it was great. And it plays into the whole thing that people critique Drake for being a mama's boy and being a cornball, and he plays right into it. He doesn't care.
Ross.
Right. Yeah, so Ross kept coming at him about the nose job and about his fake abs, and Listen, I saw Birdman jump in with a post saying he's standing by Champagne Poppy all the way. So, it's getting messy, guys.
Really? And Ross, we'll never forget Ross won that Birdman, too, over how he treated Khaled. There's a whole record on that, too.
So, and then you saw late last night Ross posting a video in the club taking credit for writing Drake's verse on the Travis record.
He said you never guess who wrote this, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll talk about it more. This Ross thing.
We will talk about it more. But for right now, that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 7:04. A high of 78 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Listen, right next, we got to handle some official biz. But in Cast One, you got that Drake record and that Ross record ready, right?
Oh, you know I do.
Of course. And then we'll get into congratulations. You played yourself. And then we'll get into Curved. And then we got Money with Beat the Buzzer and DJ John. And then we'll probably be playing the records all morning. We'll still get into Like That with Kendrick Lamar. Listen, those might be the only three records we play all morning. Let's just, you know, that's where it's at right now. What's up? And it's Monday. And thanks for waking up with Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg.
WQHT FM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
It's just big meat. Big meat. Boom. I really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Prince outlived my jack. Boom. For all your dogs getting buried. That's okay with all these nines. He gon' see Pet Cemetery. Yeah. Boom. Boom. Boom.
Drop and give me 50. Drop. So y'all got to not start to beef with us. This been brewing in a pot, now I'm heating up.
Nah, we know.
I don't care what Cole think. That doc was weak as champagne tripping.
Nah, Cole was right. He tripping.
Calling top to see if top want a piece it up. Top want a piece it up. Top want a piece it up. Now you on your own when you speaking up. You don't roll deep to this. It's not f***ing deep enough. Begging Casa not. Boy, you not
f***ing
beating us. Numbers wise, I'm out of here. You not f***ing creeping up. Money wise, I'm out of here. You not sneaking up. Corn ball, your show money. Merch money, feed us. I'ma let you work it out because I seen enough. This ain't even everything I know. Don't wait to demon up. This ain't even everything I know. Don't wait to demon up. Drop and give me 50 on you.
Yeah.
What pop are you smoking on, Kendrick?
Yeah. Drop a 50 bag for the mob in a spot. Drop a 50 bag, 29 for the thot. I was really, really trying to keep it PG.
Don't want to push me, I'm like really Woody, like his moves, but he never had a fight in school, always ran another nigga had to write your grooves, flow was copying your pace, Weezy gave you the juice, another wipe we had to park, wanna hang with the crew, pull it surprise when I'm switching up like dyed denim, get incentives for all the killings while we ride rentals, look me right in my face, he beginning to shake, told you stay scheming, I predicted my fate.
Well done.
Well, we got to hear this part, don't we? Isn't this a big part of it?
Yeah.
You said the police hating on my dog project. That wasn't the same white boy that I seen when we were making them early records. When you were happy to be around, just holding them sticks. Yeah. You old son of your life. Give Weezy some more money. Give Rap-A-Lot some more money. White boy. Yeah. Biggest. How you wanna do it, where you wanna do it, anytime you wanna do it. I'm ready, white boy. Huh? I know you got your doctors on with no underwear, white boy. Yeah, you had that surgery, that six pack on, that's why you wearing that funny. You can't hide it. White boy.
Six pack surgery. Well, cause they say Drake had lipo, they've been saying that for a long time.
That's leading into the internet stuff. He knows that people will pick up on that.
Yeah, well, that and the whole white boy thing is standard issue if you're a mixed kid. You know what I'm saying? A black kid's calling you white boy because you're not black enough. You know what I'm saying? That's standard issue. So Drake should be. Look, if Drake and his feelings about that, you get this button. That means you ain't.
Congratulations. Not around black you played people. Yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
That's standard issue.
I don't play.
Listen, man, I'm here for it. You know. Ross, I like what you did there, mostly. But the you having more money than Drake, I don't know. I got to hit you with the button. You got to have to pull that out. You got to prove that one.
Facts. You played yourself.
Now
you're going to need proof.
Gun now, ain't proof. You know, look, Drake is standing on business. He is not afraid. He gave everybody work on his record. But the litany of things that people have on Drake, like Ross playing that, you know, because Drake loves to get on stage and say somebody's his favorite person or that he was a fan or that he was this or that. And I think that's, you know, that's really who he is as a person. But that's going to be used against you in the court of rap. Facts. At some point, you know what I mean? And so you got all of the times he's been on stage fanning out, which is, you know, look, I think that's who he is in his heart. And I don't really think Drake ever wanted any of this, but
here we are.
I don't even know how we got here with the Ross thing. I don't even understand. All I know is Ross started playing the Kendrick thing and laughing, and
that was it. I think that was all we know publicly, was that Ross was driving around with the Kendrick thing laughing. I think that was enough for Drake.
So there's no
Drake
step before that.
But then Ross goes on to elaborate that the reason he jumped in is because Drake sent French Montana a cease and desist for a verse that Drake had on a French Montana
album.
Yeah,
but I think what Ross is not saying,
right,
it may be that French thing, and it may be other things behind the scenes because Ross and Drake have records. Remember there was a whole rumor that there was a Drake-Ross collaborative project that was supposed to drop, and they had all these songs. You know, I think that was like a real thing that Ross was trying to roll out. He's probably tight that Drake didn't want to do it or whatever. I think it should also be factored in, though, Drake bringing up 50 Cent in his, what's the name of Drake's? This record,
50, get down to 50
push-ups. Yeah, right. I think that also was like, oh, Ross was like, oh, that's what we doing. You talking like you 50? Okay, all right, cool. Let's get it on. Cause Ross didn't back down for 50 Cent either. It's all a good time. It's all very interesting. And let's just hope it doesn't lead to anything in real life, other than it all stays in the music. Because Ross saying things like, you know, if you're real, when you see me, you're going to check me.
Right.
That's not, we don't want that. We don't want that. That's not the energy we want. That would be this button right here.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
If you get beside yourself or let anybody in your crew get beside themselves enough to go out here and actually turn this into something physical, which will then start to hurt your money. You get this way.
You played yourself.
Because then that begins the running risk.
That's the running risk with this entire battle royale that's happening right now. That you're now involving multiple crews.
That's right.
Multiple people who are connected.
That's
multiple
right.
people who want to show that they're down. While in one sense it's a lot of fun and it is cool, I think we don't want to go to sleep on the idea like, oh, and everybody gets it.
No.
Everybody understands. It's all for fun.
No.
Do that's they? Not,
well, that's what Boosie was saying the other day. I don't always agree with him, but on this one, where he was just like, listen, too many people don't care about the rap aspects of it. You know what I'm saying? And that just actually shows you how sensitive all these so-called thugs and gangsters are. So somebody says something greasy on a record, and now you got to turn it into something physical. That's how sensitive you are.
You played yourself.
But everyone knows that to be the case. It's always one line away from, all right, I'm going to fight you, or I'm going to go to my car.
Which corporate concert promoter is going to think this is nothing and try to book them on book any of these individuals on the same show and think it's going to be smooth? I'm going to hit you with the preemptive.
You played yourself.
Then you have the accidental situations where it happens because it's so many different people involved and so many different affiliations, and then one person has a show and they go, I'm going to have so-and-so jump out at my show. Yeah, and then so-and-so doesn't communicate and goes, I'm going to have so-and-so jump out at my show. And then before you know it, you got a lot of people.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It's fun, but it's all fun and games if someone's eye gets poked out. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. You poked your eye out. You poked your eye out. Laura, what you got today?
Anyway, Allen Iverson, the legend, right? Everybody was celebrating him because on Friday, the Philadelphia 76ers unveiled a statue in his honor.
We're still doing the statue ones, huh?
It became the number one trending topic because the statue was so small, guys.
I saw that and was like, man. But then I was like,
why?
I know, but guys, did you see the other ones? It's part of a series. They're all the same size.
Which is why I didn't say anything. I actually went to look. Because I was like, why did they give him, you know, because you first think Jordan statue, Magic Johnson statue, Kobe, you know, you think these other statues, but then you're like, no, this guy, they can't just put a little statue in front of him.
Because it's so little.
So and I went and looked.
I didn't know that it was a part of a series, Rosenberg. So that changes stuff. But people.
Well, now the internet. The internet gets the button.
Congratulations.
Yeah, but honestly, that's the problem these days with doing anything. Like how everyone, anytime anything gets posted, you know what I'm saying? It always ends up being that. No one finds out. Yeah, it's LLJ Cool.
But no, if you're in Philly, if you know, this is one of those, if you know, you know. You can't really, there's things the internet gets right, but there's a lot they get wrong. Let's just, you know, it's a lot they get wrong. A lot. Rosenberg, what you got today?
Let's see. I mean, you could give it to the New York Knicks.
Congratulations.
What happened?
You played yourself.
They won again yesterday, man.
And why are they getting the button for that?
Yeah.
I mean, why, excuse me. Why are we getting the button for that?
Because they now they get the... Yeah. Hit Ebro with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because now that you won to get the 2-seed, which is great. Now that means you get the winner. You get the winner of the Sixers Heat playing series. LLJ Cool J. Now I'm not saying the Knicks can't beat the Sixers or the Heat. I think the Knicks are a legitimately good team who can. But I will say
Embiid in the play-in. That's so true.
Or if either you end up with Embiid and the Sixers, or you get the Heat, who just all they do is win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might have rather sit at that 3 and play the Pacers at the 6, even though the Pacers are a good team, too.
But I think the Pacers and the Knicks split this season in the games played, I think, was a split. So I think there's a better matchup there.
Yeah, there's something that scares me about the Sixers or the Heat. Yeah, but either way.
You're absolutely right.
But at the same time, a serious congratulations to the New York Knicks. That's a hell of a season. To finish second overall in the Eastern Conference?
Well, let's see here. The Knicks beat the Sixers March 12th. The Sixers won March 10th. The Knicks won back in February.
There you go. But Embiid was out.
Embiid was out. The Knicks won in January. The sixth, yeah. So, Embiid wasn't out in the January game, was he? Or has he been out that long?
I don't know if he was out in January also.
But anyway, the Knicks won 128-92 in January. January 5th.
Either way, if you're not dialed in for these NBA playoffs, I'm about to hit you with this.
Hit the
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It's something. So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself. Man. I gotta say, though. Styles and Rosenberg. No matter how it shakes out for the Knicks in the playoffs, of course I want to see them go to the second round, maybe even the Eastern Conference Finals. But no matter how it shakes out, you have to be proud of the Knicks.
It's a hell of a season.
There's so many great things.
And whenever they caught some sort of reason to fall apart, you know, the injuries, et cetera, they just never did. They just kept
going. That's right. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you can get money on this show. It's called Beat the Buzzers. Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg. We got money for you this hour in about 10 minutes. Cast one. Play that like that, bro. The nuclear bomb that started it all. Well, at least this round. This most recent, because they've been throwing jabs for a while.
Gotta buy my drone up.
So far, though, this stands out as the best song.
Yeah.
Drake's thing is fire.
Sticking to the code.
This is one Kendrick verse. Just one, and he started all this with one verse.
One verse.
Well, Future and them is talking greasy too, though.
You can't hear that switch, but you can hear them praying.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
So in real life, outside of rap, something very serious going on. We were just talking about off the air, which is Iran unleashing hundreds of, I think it's hundreds of missiles at Israel. And, you know, Israel has the technology, the Iron Dome, which was funded, I believe, under Obama, pushed that through with many others also, obviously, to get it done with Congress. But I think of all of the rockets shot at Israel, I think there was only a single injury, I think, was reported.
Yeah.
And this is the first, I think, first time that Iran has been this aggressive directly at Israel. Remember, Iran...
They never have.
They never have. It's usually through Hamas and Hezbollah, two organizations. Hamas, terrorist organization, obviously, in Gaza, which has sparked a whole recent series of events. Recently. The recent series of events. But Iran, you know, I think reading on it, and I got to refresh, so excuse me if I get some details wrong, but... Back in the 60s, I believe it was under Nixon, we played with Iran's elections and took out a democratically elected leader that they had there. I don't know what the politics or the reasoning were at the time, but a lot of people that I read about, you know, when I was younger, and I need to brush up, like I said, said we chose the Saudis, doing business with the Saudis, over doing the business with Iran for whatever reason at the time. Mm. And the Saudis and Iran have had their own little thing for a long time. But Iran has never been one to play with, which is why we've always, even right now, you hear the administration, this government saying we don't plan on doing anything warlike towards Iran.
That's no, in fact, Biden made it quite clear that if you decide to escalate, we are not escalating with you.
That was the message to Israel?
No, to Iran.
No, to Israel.
Oh, to Israel. Got it, yes.
The message to Israel was, if you guys want to, we don't think there should be escalation here. Basically, it was seen as if Iran's attack, if you will, was like very telegraphed. It was sort of like, we have to hit you back for what you did. We're not trying to really do something that's going to be crazy. It's well, like, everyone knew Israel was going to, not everyone, there was some nervousness, it seems. They seemed pretty likely that they would intercept everything. So it was like, hey, we got you back. Let's see what happens now. And then, and Biden's basically saying, like, all right, they hit you back. Nothing happened. Let's keep it moving. You're not going to drag us into a world war. We can't.
And this was because Israel attacked Iran's embassy or did something in Damascus two weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So, and I think, you know, look, I would assume, you know, we live in America where it's all about money and business. I don't think people want more problems in that geographic location on planet Earth where a lot of oil, a lot of commerce, a lot of things are going on in that section. To make that area of the planet unsafe will really hurt economically. Let's be clear.
You're saying people care more about economics than lives?
I am saying that. Unequivocally.
Wow. Weird.
Never heard of that before.
I thought everyone here just cares about the well-being of people.
You thought the priority was humanity?
Right.
I always hear the politicians saying things. Yeah.
No, wow. Yeah. Call right now. Speaking of money, we got some. See? Yeah, people don't even care about what we're talking about. They want to get to beat the buzzer. Bring in DJ John.
Pay the bills.
Yeah. Get to the phone.
Uh-oh. It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John. DJ John.
Johnny.
Yo, DJ John.
You see us, second seed, going to the playoffs. You see us.
Now, John, we should be worried about this second seed because we got to go Sixers or Miami Heat.
We's a lot of people, bro. We Knicks, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We Knicks. We.
Wait, what do you mean? You
don't... I don't sense the confidence that you're a Knicks fan, right? You should be confident. Everybody.
Yeah.
So be confident, bro.
Wait, I have to be. So wait, to be a Knicks fan, I have to not be honest about concerns?
Nah, man.
That's what he's saying.
Just you blindly
you
run into
war,
the flames.
Bro. That's what war.
I don't believe this is a Knicks rule, man. And I don't believe it's going to war. I believe with real war taking place on planet Earth, I think this is just a competition.
Knicks fans.
That's correct.
Just know the day when the Knicks not in the playoffs or the season's over, this man's going to turn on the Knicks fans. I swear.
No, I've never turned on the Knicks fans. That's never what you're saying. It's never even happened when, by the way, the ownership of the Knicks had turned on the Knicks fans.
We're not talking about the ownership. We're talking about the game.
But that's the
you're
people
shifting
who...
different topics.
Oh, man. I don't even know why I try.
You're trying to be supportive. You just want to be supportive.
I don't know why I try to make sense of what this man is saying.
Of DJ John?
Oh, yes. No. I don't even
Hit yourself with the button.
Exactly. Do it. Do it now. Do it.
You played yourself.
Sylvia's on the line to beat the buzzer. Sylvia.
Yes.
Are you a Knicks fan?
No, I'm not.
Are you a fan of basketball at all?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's fine. That's fine. It's all about the Knicks, baby. Wait, John, when does playoffs start?
I think it starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. In play.
Play. It's playing. Called play.
Playing. Wow. Sorry. You know what I meant. They're playing.
That's right. They're playing. It's in play and they're playing. That's right.
There's not that. Honestly, nowhere does it say in play. All right, play Sylvia, you know how to beat the buzzer.
Yes.
All right, you know what to do.
Yes, I do.
All right. Do you need my help?
No.
Okay, cool. I'm going to lay out. Sylvia, it is time for you to beat the buzzer.
$95. $120. $190. $250.
Stop.
Stopped on $250. $250 is yours, Sylvia.
Okay.
You have beat the buzzer. Congratulations. You're getting money. And now.
Thank you.
Let's see what you left on the table.
$320. $365. $400.
Wow. Damn. You left some money on there, but it happened. And you still did great.
Thank you.
Hang on. We got to get some info so we can get you paid. Griff's saying, I never mentioned the email of the person asking me to stop helping people. No, I did. One of the friends of the show, the Fots, said that they want me to stop cheating for people.
Yep, I remember.
One person.
Well, is that what hate her.
But now it's two.
Well, she said she didn't want help. Yeah, she didn't want my help. Yeah. That's cool. I'll leave it alone. See how y'all do. I'm happy for y'all. I want y'all to get this money. Your next chance to beat the buzzer is coming around 8:40 right after the Guru's Laura Styles and the Flashing Lights Report. What do you have, Laura?
I mean, of course, we'll continue to break down this Rick Ross, Drake beef that got really crazy over the weekend. We'll cover it next.
And the Flashing Lights. Back to the drizzy.
Yo, shout out to Who Kid.
Facts. Yo, big up Who Kid, man.
Queens.
Hey, I could never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. Teaming up.
What pack are you smoking on, Kendrick?
Yeah, drop a 50 bag for the mob in a spot. Drop a 50 bag, 29 for the car.
Drake cooking.
Really trying to keep it PG.
PG Lang. Shout out Kendrick again. He's teeing up another one. He's letting y'all know he got another one loaded. Just in case y'all want to get active. Whenever y'all want to get active. Drizzy Drake. I like it a lot. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
Man, if you just tuned into the drama over the weekend, Drake dropped a song called Push Ups, dropping Give Me 50. People were a little confused. They don't know if it was real or not because it wasn't an official, like, rollout. But yes, it seems like it's official. Taking shots at Kendrick Lamar, The Weeknd, Rick Ross, and tons more. Now, Ross decided to reply very quickly with his song called Champagne Moments. And what started off as Kendrick Lamar versus Drake, now the Ross and Drake situation is heating up. Now he's, you know, a lot of roasts going on. He's claiming that Drake got a nose job, calling him BBL Drizzy, saying that he got lipo, fake abs, the whole thing. And then recently, listen, he doesn't stop. This reminds me of the 50 Ross situation, where it's like if you step away from the internet for a little bit, you come back, Ross is saying some more. Now, Birdman chimed in with just a post on social media basically saying, Drizzy, I'm sticking by you no matter what.
Birdman, we already knew that. Stop it.
Right. That's his money.
That's your investment. That don't even make any sense. You're making money on this. What are we even saying?
Right.
If I'm Drake, I don't get distracted by Ross.
He already did, though.
You shouldn't.
But he already did, though. I mean,
listen, he threw shots at everybody. Everybody could get it on this first one. Now you got to keep your eyes.
Yeah, but then he put out the text between his mom, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's fun. I'm talking about as far as recording other songs.
Oh, like adding, like, yeah. No, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Like, if he's going to put out another song just for Ross, nah.
Yeah.
Nah, that ain't the play. That ain't the play. Everything waits on Kendrick.
Do we think this is the last? So do you think, unless there's another Kendrick, this will be it from... This will be it from Drake unless Kendrick jumps back in.
History told us that this will not be the end.
This is not over.
He's not. He doesn't let up, bro.
No. Rosenberg is asking, we don't hear anything else from Drake before we get something for Kendrick.
No, we
might. Then it'll be over.
And I'm saying we might. Because Drake, history would suggest that Drake would do another one.
After Kendrick, you mean?
Before or after. If Kendrick doesn't come, do it another one. Or he'll just
got
drag it,
yeah,
it
I
out.
Think, I, my you... bet is my bet is Drake waits.
Yeah.
Unless Kendrick takes too long,
yeah.
At which point Drake comes back out and goes, see, this is why. Right. This is it right here. Here's the problem.
Exactly.
You can't even put out no music. You take too long.
Right.
Which is what...
That'll be interesting. That may be the most interesting question is, does Kendrick like actually come back quickly?
I know.
Well, so in this push-ups record, Drake mate has a line, and I'm assuming it's for Kendrick, where he's like, "You've been sitting on this music or this song for 4 years or something."
Yeah, the diss record.
Yeah. And I'm assuming that was talking to Kendrick. So Drake's been like, "Look, we've been waiting, and you ain't got off your hands. Shot your shot."
Let's break down, hold on, the whole web, right? So it's Kendrick versus Drake.
Oh, such a
Drake.
Web.
You want to do Drake? That now, or you want to do that in the next 10 minutes? Because we need content. Yeah, we need content at 8:15.
Yes, we'll do it. We'll do it next. So stay with us. But that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:01. A high of 78 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
So if you're lost, which maybe Laura is, or she's just playing lost, we're going to break down, if you care, how this,
the tangled web we weave.
The tangled web moment.
Yeah. We're going to break down this competition.
The soap opera.
Great. There you go. This.
To clear it up.
The allies and who's on which side. Coming up next, 10 minutes away. Plus, we have the Gurus and Beat the Buzzer all coming up in the next 45 minutes. Keep it locked. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg on a sunny Monday. Today's weather will be just like tomorrow. And so we get 2 days of loveliness. Take your allergy medicine. It's cracking outside.
WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
So wait, y'all would rather talk about Beavis and Butthead because Ryan Gosling and I don't know who the other guy from SNL were Beavis and Butthead on SNL this weekend, or y'all want to talk about Drake's diss at everybody and Ross's response?
Well, I'll throw this in the mix too of random topics. Speaking of Beavis and Butthead, I was on Amazon the other day and I have the Paramount Plus situation.
Yeah.
Yo, they got seasons of Yo MTV Raps on there, bro.
Say word.
What? Yeah, bro. I watched a random episode of MTV Raps at Spring Break that had Biz performing Spring Again and Just a Friend. And Third Base came out and did Gas Face, bro. Oh. And brought out MF Doom. It's
so good. So good.
Yo, bro, and the hosting of Yo MTV Raps Live at Spring Break is such a different kind of bad. Like, you don't even realize that they were just making it up as they were going on. It's
now,
like,
now when you
kids.
Say the when you say the hosting was bad, does it make you look at like podcast hosts and all the podcasting going on right now as highbrow, or it was bad in the sense of like it did not connect?
No, it makes me remember to be forgiving of the people that I see doing stuff right now who I'm
That's
like, what are
meant.
You
yes.
doing?
Yes.
Yeah, because Ed and Dre are literally yelling over each other the entire time with no... You cannot hear a cogent thought as they're trying to talk to the crowd because it's just words.
But that's how we got here. That just reminds you how we got here when you're listening to hip-hop podcasts or even us on this show when we're just yelling over each other all trying to have a conversation at the same time. That's how we got here.
It's built into our DNA.
That birthed us.
And then Search comes out. He's yelling over everybody. Obviously, he's trying to get words in. Pete Nice sitting all quietly. You know, it's great, though. Shouts to Paramount Plus, though. You could go find and go down memory lane.
Laura, you asked.
Yes.
For a breakdown of who's going at who and
Because my girls, I was with a good friend of mine who just listens to our show.
Yes.
And she's just like, can you explain to me? He's like, can you explain the drama? I don't know why everyone hates each other. Why can't we just be friends?
No. It's real easy.
Okay.
First of all, I want to point out, if you've never noticed, one of the many reasons that we love Laura Styles is A, she doesn't care about stupidity too often. B, when the guys on the show get to talking about things that guys talk about, Laura is there to balance it out and be like, all right, guys, nobody cares about this, including me. Move on. C, she lives in the real world and has real friends.
I have friends that don't care about any of this. Like, what?
Right? And so Laura helps keep she's our barometer for, you know, who actually knows what's going on so we don't get too industry.
Well, yeah, because we have different audiences, so it's important.
Just kind Laura, I'm trying to emphasizing the importance of you right now.
Yeah, this is
celebrating.
He's picking you up.
I'm celebrating you because we will get on here and act like everybody gives a damn about breaking down the Drake song and Ross and playing the records to get all off in our hip-hop nerdiness. What you're asking is really important, but it's also very simple. It's everyone against Drake.
Yo, we've never seen this before.
I mean, yeah, he put up a post on social media. It was Uma Thurman and Kill Bill against, like, fighting in the yellow suit, fighting everybody. Well, to the point where Uma was, like, posted a picture of the costume. Was like, you need this? That was pretty mean. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, but we have, in a way, Cass, because didn't it, when 50 was going at Ja Rule.
No, it wasn't.
Feel like it was everyone against 50?
No, because 50 had people on his side. He had Eminem.
Well, Drake has people on his side, too.
But they're not vocal right now. It's just Drake against the field.
So far.
Right, but 50,
so
50 but you just got to understand, you bro, 50 had M, he had Busta jumping in, he had the whole G-Unit. So
they didn't jump in the heat of it.
Yeah, they did. They put out a whole mixtape with all of them together.
No, that happened later, though, is my point. It didn't happen initially. No. Initially, when New York came out, and that was the moment that it was kind of like, it looked like, oh, okay, Fat Joe and people were picking sides. In that moment, it looked like, oh, okay, this really 50 versus this other A-list group of artists at the time.
It wasn't this, though. This is different. This is basically looks like Drake against all of them.
Just well, Drake. We know ASAP Rocky and Drake have been throwing shots.
Right.
We saw the Metro Boomin Drake exchange on Twitter during the Grammys. That was the first time I knew that there was a thing there. I did not, and I don't know if that led to the Future thing or the Future thing was already brewing. We been knew that Kendrick and Drake all the way back to 2013, there was something bubbling. We've covered that. That's been a thing. The Ross and Drake thing has been kind of bubbling. But remember, Drake and Meek went at each other, and Ross didn't have nothing to say at that time.
Yeah.
And now fast forward, because of Ross was driving around listening to Kendrick's Like That or Future Metro's Like That featuring Kendrick, it became evident that Ross was picking a side. But I think that has more to do with the business that Ross was trying to do with Drake to put out that collab album that never happened. He's hiding it behind this whole French Montana cease and desist thing, but there's more there.
Do we know why Future and Drake are not good?
We hear that it's pillow talk behind some girls and strippers and this Fox,
also,
this, whatever.
This also, there was some people say there was some supposed animosity between the whole fact that Drake did the whole album with 21 and not another one with Future.
That seems, by the way, that seems possible. Can I just admit, though, that this lack of knowledge of what exactly happened, I do think is part of why people of our generation, at least, are kind of like into it, but a little half in, half out, because we're like, why are you even fighting in the first place? Like, I do think not understanding the whole thing makes it a little less fun for me. Well, like being oh, it's because of some random chick we never heard of that y'all just talked to?
Well, I can say this.
It could be made up. I don't understand.
I can say this. In the past, where things have transpired between two artists because of issues in the streets, where you knew that it had a possibility to become something that wasn't music.
Right.
I feel safer, hopefully, with this. Because it's all industry stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's all music, business dealings. You know, someone says something slick on a record. Somebody claimed to be the best. Someone disagreed. You know, it seems to be all music related from what we could tell.
Well, we're also talking about a lot of people who are lifelong at this point career musicians.
Yes.
Not people who are 5 years removed from being just doing the worst type of business. So I would tend to feel the way you feel. Is it safe for me to throw out here, though, that besides Drake and Kendrick, you could argue a lot of people come off a little weak in this, being
like, why are you upset? What do you really
Not only that. You didn't want smoke until other people wanted smoke with Drake. And now you're like, you know what? Well, everyone's jumping in. I'm jumping in.
Well, hold on for a second, because honestly... Well,
here comes Cast A. Smith.
No, go I was going to say, because this whole thing exploded because Future and Metro came at Drake with the smoke.
With the album.
Right. So that's when Kendrick jumped on that.
Kendrick.
Well, Kendrick jumped on to that also. Because this was not Kendrick's album. This was We Don't Like You was Future and Metro's letter
we
to Drake.
We don't trust you. Whatever. No, we don't like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, we still don't. Yeah. Sorry, yeah, we don't trust you was their letter to
trust
Drake.
Trust and like are very different, Cast. Very different.
Yeah, okay. Well, it was their letter to Drake. Like, hey, it's on.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right on that.
So include them, too. So Future, is it safe to say that maybe between you have Future, Metro,
right,
Kendrick, and Drake, who are all kind of like letting it go, and the Rockies and the Rosses, et cetera, are kind of jumping in now that the fight's already started.
Now, Rocky and Drake have thrown bars. They've thrown shots before this
match. I thought the weekend, and then we're good.
No.
They tried. It was bad. It was very bad. And then they tried to get good, and it never got good. And then now it's just never going to be good.
All right. Okay.
It is all of the real problem here. It is a little weak. And is all of it really a problem, if we're being honest? Is this whole thing a problem truly because Drake is the distant number one in terms of popularity, and it's annoying?
I think it's a problem. Well, yes, because of that, but also because in Drake's mind, he has helped others, got on songs, and given songs.
All of them, actually.
All of them. In their mind, Drake, you have no street credibility. And the reason you wanted to collab with us is because we helped you have credibility in spaces that you did not have credibility in.
Sure. And by the way, all these things can be true.
No, they're absolutely both facts. They're just looking at the same thing from their own perspective.
Right. The only one that I guess seems more overtly different to me is the Rocky thing. If the Rocky thing is kind of based in Rihanna, that feels a little...
Well,
is that what it all stems from?
So, but also, now, and this is all documented by the fans and music. Drake, why are you still talking about Rihanna on records, bro? She is two children with a whole other person. Why are you still talking about her?
Right.
And that's fair. And that's fair. That's why I'd say that's different. That's fair. If that's what that's about, and I assume it is.
And French Montana's name is being thrown around, but he hasn't said anything.
Not to my knowledge, no.
I haven't seen it. Okay.
Not to my knowledge. The one thing I think everyone can agree on is what you said also, Rosenberg, about Drake's level of success and people being annoyed. But we can also say that Drake does some bitch assness.
Go ahead.
That's facts. We've all seen that.
You got to specify.
Well, from his pettiness, just about talking about women or getting in his feelings about a woman or telling a story on a record about a woman or, you know, all of these things have been well documented of him. And that's, listen, that I mean, no disrespect by saying bitch assness. It is.
Good luck with all that, Abra.
When you are publicly, you know, as a man, publicly in your feelings over a woman breaking your heart or in your feelings because another dude got a woman from you, that's considered bitch assness.
That's true.
But that's just the rules. Abra, I didn't make them.
And you know, nobody's right in this fight at all. There's no
everybody's right.
No,
everybody's right.
Or everybody's wrong.
Or everybody's wrong. Yeah.
Like, there's no clear, like, oh, yeah, you know what? Drake, you have a point. Or there's no Kendrick, you have a point.
Everybody, no, they all have points.
But they're just, they're their own points. They're not, these points aren't consensual. There's not a consensus.
There's not a consensus, no. Right. But anyway, I'll tell you what there is, that this Drake record is fire. Bring up that push-ups and let's play it.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
And there's definitely consensus on that, like that record being fire.
Fact. This is. Whew. The what's beef in this? Catch that?
Why do you have to mention Kendrick's wife, though?
Be nobody number
exactly,
one
bitch ass.
First number
that
one,
part.
I had to put it in your hand. Can't get booked outside America for now. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm in Japan.
Fair.
I'm a hit maker, y'all depend on. Backstage in my city, it was friend zone. You won't ever take no chain off of us.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Drop and give me 50 on you. Teaming up.
What pot are you smoking on, Kendrick?
Yeah. Drop a 50 bag for the mob in a spot. Drop a 50 bag, 29 for the car. I was really, really trying to keep it PG.
So, I have a question. What is Ja Morant's connection to this?
Laura, go ahead. You got this.
I don't know this one.
Laura got this.
I think he used to mess with, is it Lotto's sister?
No, it was some other. It was another girl. So, basically, it's about a girl.
Oh, because I heard that.
More bitch assness.
And then, right. No, but Ja Morant then went ahead and retweeted, and I forgot what the comment he said. Something like, yeah, I'm in this too. To the Like That record. So Drake was literally answering everybody that had anything to do with Like That.
Drake is petty.
Drake smashed a girl at Ja Morant's as well.
Right.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And it's the same reason Shawnee's mad at Drake.
Yeah.
The unnecessary smash is just like, come on.
What do you mean? What is an unnecessary smash?
Ja Morant's, you just say it.
But you're saying it's an unnecessary smash. What do you mean?
All smashes are unnecessary unless you're trying to conceive a child.
He's led by his desires, and it takes
over. How are you doing this?
And he keeps on mentioning people's girl. Like, that's the part that's like, all right.
So,
well, that part.
I'll give you the fact that nobody. Let me not say nobody, because I can't speak for what Future was talking on records, but Kendrick definitely did not make it. familial or personal in the regard of, from what I recall, and correct me if I'm wrong if you're listening, where he was talking about, you know, who girls that Drake had messed with, whatever. Right. But where it's about to go?
Yeah.
Because, you know, Drake's father's got a public profile. His mom's got a public profile. His son's got a public profile. His son's mother's got a public profile.
That's what I'm saying.
Profile.
So why do...
Maybe he knew.
Like, why do that? Why even bother?
Well, because he knows it's coming. He had to get...
He had to.
I mean, you don't know. Maybe he knows it's coming, but it's definitely, you know it's coming now. Whew. Listen, and then he went with the academics, quote, yelling, who's Kendrick smoking on top? There's a lot. There's some suspect stuff in there.
What do you mean?
I mean, about first of all, talking about people's family and women and stuff, and then as evidence of the ish talking, having a drunken academic screaming on it. I don't know. Listen, it ain't for me. You know what I mean? That part. That some of the things in there. Some of the bars are hard, and then some of it he goes into the stuff that's just like, why, bro?
That's funny. It's for the internet lore, because remember when Kendrick dropped that song with Baby Keem when they were like, "We're smoking on your top five, smoking on your top five." Remember that song?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So during that song, again, academics had a drunken rant where he went at Kendrick and he was talking about, like, what top five are you smoking on, Kendrick? So that's probably why Drake put it in there. It just
no, it's absolutely. Like, but also, you got
you
also
had to go to for back.
Well, yeah, with that part. But also remember, Drake and academics. That's, you know, Drake loves when people pick sides. Drake loves when you ride for him. He'll show love if you're riding for, unequivocally riding for him the way academics is.
Right.
You know, that's him, you know, bigging up academics.
It's part of Drake's game plan. Remember the bottles to Charlemagne? And he said the bottles.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it goes. It's the rollout.
This has always been part of the Drake game plan is his friends who he keeps in media are always who's on board with you right now and who's hot right now. Like, him popping up with these 22-year-old YouTubers and streamers is not a coincidence.
No.
Always moving to the next thing.
Yeah, man.
Always.
Well, but and also, that's, I think, also why this is happening. Is because Drake has always been, and I'm using air quotes, a bit of an outsider, right? He's not from, you know, the streets, per se. Plus, he's also from Canada. And so he's always figured out a way to stay close to what's popular in the moment, jump on remixes, etc., while also putting out phenomenal music of his own. And so that's why the idea that individuals think they've lent their credibility in the hood or their neighborhoods or the streets to Drake, and in return, he's put them on tour or, you know, jumped on remixes with them or jumped on their albums. That's always kind of been the exchange. And so now fast forward, and I'm not saying this is what everyone that's going at Drake, but you fast forward to this moment in time and Drake is like, okay, I've already done that for y'all. Like, how much are y'all going to keep asking me for a verse or, you know, I need to clear another thing, or I'm still indebted to you for, you know, something we worked on 10 years ago. Right. Like, how much am I? And so I think that pissed some people off because Drake is still transcending as an artist. And some artists are needing the Drake cosign on their rollout. And so that's, you know, I think part of why Drake is in this, you know, situation. I don't even want to call it a predicament because I think he's going to be just fine. But, you know, but he's willing to stand on business, as they say.
I mean, true. Yeah.
Well, and you got to respect it.
You got to respect it.
Well, you have to respect that he's willing to do it, even if you don't necessarily love all of the things that
he says. That's right.
He has a lot to lose. He's always the guy who has a lot to lose, and he's always the one willing to fight. No matter how much people want to call him white boy, soft this, soft that. Yo, I've never seen another guy on top who's so down to scrap when it's time.
Well, and also, and it should be given the credit for the love of hip-hop and for this made-up crown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, he cares about hip-hop. Like, you can feel what you want to feel about him, you know, because of whatever, but he definitely has and is willing to contribute to this thing that we all love.
True. I wish he would do it with just like putting out a dope all the way through hip hop album instead of these beefs.
Here you go.
Saying there are other ways to do it besides having rap battles with people.
Yeah, but this sells more. This sells more.
But this
more
keeps
tickets.
You hotter. Yeah, that's right.
Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com, where the gurus unite.
That's what we do.
To fight for what's right.
Shiny
Fern, the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
Zen, zen, zen.
Zen.
Ah, Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises zen. And tell us who's out there in need of the goose.
Yeah, well, they got to clear the energy, boy, after it's all that talk.
A lot of conflict,
A lot of chaos.
A lot of chaos.
Yo, it's conflict. Yo, if you really think about it, it's conflict on every level right now.
Around the world.
You got this ridiculousness we're talking about in hip-hop. When you really talk about what's going on around the world, this is ridiculous what we're spending time on today.
Right.
I know.
And their solutions are all to fight. But here at the Gurus, we have other solutions.
Well, we'll see.
Well,
we'll see. Let's see how this ends up.
You don't have to fight here.
Yo, do you realize sometimes if I like, just for fun, I like to like humanize the idea of there being a God and like it's like an actual person, man, woman, whatever. Sitting
no,
there.
Humans have done this for a long time.
Exactly. That they see
created
another
these
war.
Deities.
No. I see it the opposite. I'm seeing this as like a regular kind of person who's godlike. They, you know what I'm saying? Like they have a normal thought process.
Oh.
And they be sitting there looking down going, y'all are just going to keep doing the war thing, huh? Yeah. Literally over, and I've been dealing with this for 6 million years. It never stops.
It's always.
Never accomplishes a goddamn thing. But hey, more death for everyone, right? You know what? Let's cleanse it out, guys. TheGuru@EbroInTheMorning.com. Send your email today.
Sure.
TheGuru@EbroInTheMorning.com. All right, guys, I'm going to jump ahead because this person's email is a little bit long, but they want to have the button ready because they think they earned it. 45-year-old man, married for 18 years, two teenagers. My wife and I own investment properties and been working with our contractor to do renovations and maintenance for the past 4 years. This past Thanksgiving, my wife confessed to me that she had been having an affair for the past 2 years with our contractor.
Wow.
Oh,
this project won't get finished. No wonder he ain't finished the bathroom yet. Like, what do we... Yo, man.
Contractors aren't bad enough and that they just rip you off to be a middleman, but now they're also Sheboyganing your wife. This is terrible.
I thought he was really putting in new pipes. He was just piping you down.
Yo, is a contractor Drake? Sorry.
I want to see the one who hired the contractor.
She wanted to fix it.
All right. Yo, Ebro, you always go too far, God. Bro. This is you always have to add the extra. He already confessed this to us. Damn.
All right. Continue.
Pipefitter.com.
The guilt finally ate her up enough where she felt she needed to tell me the truth. I had been suspected for some time something was going on, but I couldn't find definitive proof. But my gut was telling me she was living a double life. As you can imagine, I was heartbroken. Eventually made the decision to leave my home and move out to my own place in January. She had assured me that she would be cutting him off and will no longer use him for our project. Since then, there have been moments where we would talk, and we even talked about me returning home. But then I would find that the contractor was still in the mix.
Mm.
And
oh
I even found
God.
Out... that they have had other encounters and secretly meeting while our kids would spend the weekend with me.
Oh, man.
I had become so upset and uneasy that I would spy on the house and check to see if she was home. Since I knew where the contractor lives, I would even check over there on occasion. I would see her car at his place. This past Friday, while my kids were asleep at my place, I went to check on my former home, and sure enough, I caught her there with him having sex. And I was able to film it to have evidence.
What?
I don't know if I believe it.
I was so upset that I entered the bedroom where they were. I confronted them and forced him to leave.
Mm.
I knew not to do anything stupid like beat him down, though. I really wanted to, but I don't want any legal trouble. After he left, she and I spoke for hours about the problem and what needed to happen going forward. Here's where I have earned the button.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some would say you might have already earned it, but okay.
It's true.
Even though all of this has come to light since November through this past weekend, I am surprisingly to myself still willing to forgive her because I couldn't take losing my wife, my kids, my home to this man. I love her. We've been together for 18 years. I know that by worldly standards, I need to kick her to the curb and be gone, but I simply can't. During this time that I've been living away, we have been trying to work things out, and we have been together intimately, even as most recently as the day after I caught her in bed with him this weekend. I know, insert the button here. In my eyes, I am doing it to win her back, but am I a fool for allowing this? Should I burn it down, or do I fight to win her heart back? Is there a way to salvage this, or is it too far gone? I know most men would not stick around, and for me, it is not the fear of being alone that is keeping me fighting for her. It is a feeling of wanting to help her find redemption and forgiveness, not just from me, but from God for herself. She has lost her way, and for some reason, I feel it's my responsibility as her husband to help her find a way back for herself and hopefully back to me. I know, by the way, wrapping up, Ebro, it's about to end. I know that it's on her and not my fault, and I should be long gone, but I can't fully understand why I'm willing to fight this fight. I'm not understanding my own reaction.
That's why she had sex with the contractor.
Exactly.
Yo, bro.
Exactly.
Any help from you guys would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, gurus and non-gurus. You guys are the best. Are they? We don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Now we know why she was...
She don't want all this extra thinking. And she just
I would say his love for her. People take people for granted. I'm not a guru. Right. She wants something
exciting
and dangerous. Yeah. And he sounds very
intellectual. Smart,
not intellectual, empathetic. But also just very in love. And she's taking advantage of it. She's a bad person. Yeah. To be honest with you.
You need to go.
And he wants her to find her way, you know, and bring her back to redemption.
You can't convince somebody to stay and love you and be in a relationship. You can't convince them. They have to want to be a part of this. And it looks like she doesn't want to. She continuously cheats on you with this other person. And she's showing you where she wants to be.
Exactly.
Wise. I have some words from a wise man.
All right. Go ahead.
I want to quote Crunchy Black and Project Pat.
Oh?
They once said, "Don't save her. She don't want to be saved, brother."
Well, I mean, E-40 said that first, but go ahead.
Okay, well, let's go there.
Yeah, now that's right.
Captain Sable.
She's good, bro.
She's being who she is.
Yeah.
Later on, she might realize she messed up, but right now, it's like she keeps going back to him and not to you.
Yeah, that's the part. Right. That's the part. It's not even about the fact that, like, I think everyone can understand why you don't want to easily give up on this person that you love. That part makes sense. Right. All of it makes sense.
No button for
that. The hard part is while you're trying to do it, she's literally still catching the Sheboygan every night, bro. So the truth is, I know you feel like you have a responsibility. You're not her dad, bro. You guys are partners. You're not her parents. You didn't raise her. I know it's hard. Honestly, it's also partially your ego that doesn't want to accept that she's not who you thought she was. At least not now. I agree with everyone. You got to walk, bro. And if in 5 years, maybe she finds her own path, bro, and she maybe figures out what was wrong with her and she does the work and y'all could have something. Listen, y'all got kids together. You're still going to be close. But you don't want to be there's no win here. You're not going to get the healthy conclusion you're looking for.
Right now,
you won't be able to trust it.
High on that Shawnee Culture quote, love without responsibility
feels amazing.
No, she's high on that contractor D is what she's high on.
That's the love without responsibility.
She's getting caulked down out here. She's laying that caulk.
Ebro, you had 5 minutes. That was the best you could do. Shame on you. Hit him with the butt.
What, the caulk joke?
Caulk was the best. Come on. You're better than that. You played yourself. You're better than that. but for real. It's not your responsibility. We know you love her, and she's the mother of your children. And obviously, you're going to have a relationship with her. But, this isn't working, bro.
Just focus on your kids, man. Focus on being there for them, being a good dad, and move on. You deserve to be happy. And she's not giving that to you, so you got to go. Light it up.
Fact.
Burn it down. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
It hurts. That's tough. That's tough, bro.
It's tough.
The real question is, who did the job get finished at the house?
That's
Because real talk, can you imagine?
You've hired
a contractor. The contractor's already annoying, right? Because they said it was going to be done in one day. They're still not finished. So now you're walking into an incomplete house.
Yep. paying.
The work is not done. But bro got time. He got other. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine?
No, you'd be so. Because anyone who's been through any sort of like house renovation, the anger and annoyance that exists in the first place.
It's crazy.
And then you find out, wait a second, you're also Nah, bro. I admire this man's restraint that he hasn't already killed this dude. Good for you, bro. You're a good guy.
Yo, because that's levels, fam.
Levels.
So, yo,
and you want to cancel the contract, but to bring a new contract.
So you can't finish. So,
yeah.
You can't finish over here, but you're finishing over there. Oh. This is wild, bro. This is wild.
What a comeback, bro. That was a good one.
You like how?
Good bounce back. Good bounce back.
Yo, if you want to beat the buzzer, it's happening next. And also, Laura Styles is working on the flashing lights.
Oh, man, another loss in hip-hop over the weekend. Rico Wade, responsible for, you know, incredible hits from TLC to Dungeon Family to Outkast, passed away. We'll give him his flowers, his love, and in the Flash and Lights report.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Buzzer. Oh, wow. Yo, we got to beat the buzzer real fast. Hector's on the line.
Hector. Let's do it. All right.
Hector. How's everybody?
Yo, Hector. I'm going to call you Hector the Collector. If you could get this bread, collect these dollars on Beat the Buzzer. You ready, Hector, to beat the buzzer? You know what to do?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Do you want any help?
No.
All right. Let's go. Hector wants to beat the buzzer.
Hey.
$65. $110. $180. $240. $290. $300.
Stopped on 300, Hector.
That's
Bravo.
Smart. That's smart.
Collector, Hector, okay. Hector the Collector.
Wow.
Let's see what you left on the table.
$350.
Ooh, great job, Hector. Great job. Phenomenal job.
Thank you.
$300 will be delivered in some way, shape, or form. We're not quite sure how that happens. But hang on so we can make sure you get whatever you need. And Laura Styles has the flashing lights right now.
Okay.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles comes put us on.
Man, another loss in hip-hop. Rico Wade, an Atlanta-based producer and someone who's responsible for hits for Outkast, TLC, Dungeon Family, passed away over the weekend. Now, I saw a lot of people like Killer Mike post beautiful, like, personal stories and dedications and just, you know, sending love to him and his family. Also, Dre from Kool & Dre also shared, like, a really personal story about how he, like, really pushed them and just bigged them up throughout their career. So, rest in peace, man.
Yeah, nah. People don't understand this Rico Wade guy was just a great human being and a believer in great artistry and, you know, music, hip-hop specifically coming out of Atlanta. What we know today, Rico Wade was at that kind of, you know, crossroads, bringing great music out of there for the Dungeon Family at Stankonia and all that. And also, someone that Future studied under. That's Future's uncle or cousin?
I forget what the exact relation was. Yes, older cousin.
And Future used to be in the studio. And Future talks about that. You know, being able to watch him work and watch Andre 3000, Big Boy, Outkast. You know, all those guys work. And understanding what it takes.
But, yeah, man. And he had such a amazing understanding of the sonics of hip-hop. Such great respect for what happened here in New York back in the day, and then took it and took what happened to L.A. and kind of turned it all into this amazing stew of organized noise music, man. That, I mean, when you think about it, Ebro kind of like laid the groundwork for everything we see today. I mean, how much important stuff they did.
Classic albums came out of there.
Yeah, rest in peace, man. But that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:53, a high of 78 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the Flash Lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the Flash Lights? Lauren Styles comes through.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.